A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, July 15th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the problem of vendors in the country's CBDs.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Position with regards the movement of informal traders from the pavements of the streets of Mutare, surely there's need for orderliness and for people to trade peacefully following the bylaws of the city of municipalities.
So we can recommend the parties around.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the problem of vendors in the country's cities and towns.
Vendors, let me say, dozens of vendors have been arrested in Harare, while others have been injured in skirmishes between the Harare Municipal Police and street traders. In Mutare today, there were also clashes between the council police and vendors. The vendors are refusing to move from the central business district to designated areas in the city.
But local government minister Xavier Kasukuwere insisted there was no turning back on the government's directive to move vendors from the CBD. Harare City Council spokesperson Michael Chideme also said the council will not be deterred in its effort to clean up the central business district.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Ye, kunja loke foit.
Onguka hamadzadiwa nasi tinauti tinge tichi taura nezwe matambudziko akasangana ne madoroba panyaya vanhu vari kutengesa mumigwagwa. Vakawanda vevanhu vari kutengesa zvinhu mumigwagwa vari kuti ivo hapana chekuita nekuti zvinhu munyaya dzezveupfumi hazvina kumira zvakanaka. Nekudaro vakasatengesa zvinhu aiwa vanenge voyaura nenzara. Asi nekune rimwe divi vanotungamira maguta kana kuti makanzuru vari kutiwo aiwa vanhu vanofanira kuti vaende kune dzimwe nzvimbo nekuti zvinhu mudhorobha hazvisina kumira zvakanaka. Hapasina kana pekuisa tsoka nenyaya yavanhu vanenge vachitengesera zvinhu mugwagwa. Vezvitoro vamwewo vari kuchema chema kuti vanhu vacho vari kutengesawo zvinhu zvavanenge vachitengesa ivo muzvitoro zvinozoita kuti ivo vatadze kunge vachibhadharawo mari dzemitero. Idambudziko rakakura rinoda kuti nyika iise musoro pamwe chete kuti paonekwe kuti poitwa sei. Gibbs.
Yebahambe zuru kandaba lingalithona njani. Ye, udaba esikhuluma ngalo lamhlanje ke sikhuluma khona kuke ngalabo abathengisa ezitaladini. Bathengisa nje ezitaladini kukhanya kulodubo eZimbabwe ngoba imisebenzi ayikho, amakampani amaningi seyavalwa. Ye, sizwile ke ukuthi eHarare bekulokugijimisana okuthize phakathi kwama-vendors kube sokubuya ke lamapholisa kamansipala. Kuzobuya njalo eMtare kwenzakele lamhla lakho kade kulokugijimisana khona okumangalisayo. kodwa ke ongani kuhlukumeza kakhulu abathengisayo laba ukuthi bafuna ukuthi bayakhitshwa behanjwe sendaweni abathi akuhambelani lokuthi ungathenga abantu. Sizwile njalo ke umnumzana uSevia Kasukwere Blessing Joe ukutsho kwakho ekhulume sithi vele akubuyele muva emva phambili madoda emva ngenkani. So ke uthi noma kanjani kumele kulungiswe lokho. Kodwa ke siyazo abathengisayo bathi lokho kuyahlupha lokho.
Of course, for this first if, 5 to 10 minutes, we want to talk to the mayor of Mutare, Councillor Tatenda Namarare, and also Promise Mkwananzi, Zimbabwe Informal Sector Organization Director. We'll quickly talk to these guys, Gibbs, so that we can bring in other guests because they can just give us a feel of what is on the ground. Let's start with you, Councillor Namarare. Good evening. I'm doing great, and thanks for joining us. Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
Right, Councillor, tell us, give us an update of what is happening there right now.
So, thank you very much, Gibbs. Today in Mutare, we managed to relocate the vendors to the designated places without any skirmishes or violence between the vendors and the municipal police.
But we heard in our report that some vendors, Councillor Namarare, some vendors are saying they are not happy that they are being moved before you have fully completed the new site. What is happening at the new site?
Basically, what is happening at the new site is that when we did our own manual recording of the number of vendors within the city, there were certain few disgruntled vendors who refused to be registered by the local authority. So when they allocated the tables to those who were registered, those who refused were coming now today saying that they need places to use for their market. So basically what they're doing by the end of this week, we would have completed everything. Then everyone will be allocated to his table.
Thank you so much. I think Gibbs, you also have Mr. Mkwananzi.
Mr. Promise Mkwananzi, good evening and welcome to the program. Yes, tell us, what is the situation like in Harare?
Well, the situation in Harare is a restless one. There are continuous running battles between the vendors and the municipal police, which, as you know, has culminated in the arrest of the leadership of the vendors association, the National Vendors Association of Zimbabwe. And the vendors continue to flock back into the city center. As far as they are concerned, it is business as usual because of the obvious reasons that we have been articulating on this platform, which includes the need for government to create alternative sources of livelihood, as well as for government to really come and create a dialoguing platform. I heard you talking about Minister Kasukwere, and our message to him is very clear. There is no alternative to dialogue. There is no alternative to inclusion, and there is no alternative to consultation.
What are you going to do with the people in the country? What are you
going to do with the people in the country? I think that ikhathana lokungenzisa indaba leyo. Kodwa thina siyamcebisa umnumzana ukasukuye ukuthi kulendlela kodwa kuphela uzimelisa ukulungisisa indaba leyo. Kufuze akhulumisane loZulu weZimbabwe. Sidinga amacebo nemicijo yokuthi indaba leyo singayihluza njani ukuze laba abakubhizimusi namavenda bahlanganise amakhanda abo ndawonye
bawelelana ukuthi indaba lethu nayo iqedile njani. I see ukuthi akukho ke ubambe. So is emphasizing the need for dialogue.
Regaiti dzoke kwamuri mayor Namarare tichitaura nemamiriro akaita zvinhu iko kwaMutare. Mati imi pane nhamba yamanga muinayo yevanhu vanga vakanyoresa vanosvika vangani vari vaMutare?
Above 450 vendors that we registered.
Ko vamwe vanga vasina kunyoreswa vacho vachaita sei vamuri kuti ndo vamwe vacho vari kuramba kubuda?
We had the meeting with them today and we agreed with them that they need to move to the designated place. And they moved to the designated place and all the officers were now busy with them registering them. There is enough space for them to be allocated.
Mm-hmm. Saka, iko kwa mtare uko, where exactly are you relocating them to?
What we did is we moved the vendors from the pavement of the various shops within the city,
mm-hmm.
and we relocated them to two major areas. One is for fruit and vegetables,
mm-hmm.
and the other one is catering for those who are selling clothes mm-hmm. with the other non-food items.
Mm-hmm.
These two areas, they are just less than 100 meters from the CBD area.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We hope some cities mm-hmm. will emulate that. Gibbs, katiputra mwemterere watinae, vachigodora, makadi vachigodora?
Makadi vachigodora wangu.
Aiwa, tiripo, tipeo pfungwa dzenyupo, itikuwa sei pa dambu zikuriripo. Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vachigodora asi iro dambudziko revanhu vacho vari kutengesawo zvinhu kuchitungwiza rakamira sei?
Vanhu vari kutengesa zvinhu kunzira baba. Last week mutown umu ndomakarohwa vanhu nemuwo wandinotofambidzana nayo vatinoirana pakazofoo hama yake mushure mekushungurudzwa nemapurisa nekuti chidambudziko raari kuita kuti vanhu vavese vangofunge kutengesa kunyaya mabanga chaunesa nezvimwe road macho hamuchatofambidzi ezvesina wangochedza mbichana munhu utotamira matomato emunga mutsako etaundi nemusika hapasisina asi kuti kuda kwewani nekuti nhee ukapinda mutauni ka munhu anotonge motikari inotozeka matomato emunhu arotengesa munzira nekuti vanhu vaunotambira vanhu ikoko ndokwekutengesera kutaundi kunotenderera vanhu ikoko zvichizonesa nezvokuti nasitaimai mugabe wakabuda achiti munhu nhanhu ndizinazeke nawakatopa vanhu zvikatende tutengesi kamada mutaundi asi zvinezvi taakuona wakupandika futi ndonyakupa mavhenda guva hedhe yekutengesa nezvo vakavapandikira mavhenda aya vacharowa zvakare mutaundi imomo vacho vashungurudza so zviva kuti uori hwacho hwanyanya vekanzuro vanouya havachanyori varisiti mumwe anouya otorerawo vhenda yatudhora zvavanhu aya mari yavarikutengesa zvaprofiti yapamwe chizitokezvikazuva asi wanosvika mapurisa ezetarapi hatichazivi kubasa mutsako wepurisa ezetarapi nekanzuro vekanzuro anouya achigumawo mari mavhenda achiita korapushoni vezetarapi anouya achigumawo mari achiita korapushoni saka mavhenda haasisina zororo ndapasisina kuti vanozivaaaaaaogara
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vachigodora nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
zvakanaka uko kana muchikwanisa kutiyamurawo kumhiri koko vanhu vatambura kuno
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru of course you heard Mr. Chigodora is saying that he's sick and tired of being sick and tired of the yeah. ruling ZANU-PF party and he's saying there's need for fresh ideas and he's saying in Chitungwiza where he stays there's no difference between the CBD and a vegetable market because the CBD is flooded with people who are selling their vegetables and other ways and he's saying now it's the drivers who will be trying to avoid the vendors that's how problematic the situation is.
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying you can't blame the vendors. You know, the people are unemployed, and you know, it's a desperate situation. Gibbs.
Mm-hmm. We just got a message from Mr. Nkosinathi Mangena,
mm-hmm.
who sent us a Facebook message. And he said, can you please call me right now?
Mm-hmm.
I'm in Shabani.
Mm-hmm.
I think we'll give this number to our producer.
Yes.
Then I've got another message from Sakile Lili Ene, who says, Kabayegele abantu bazithengisele shuwa lapha babotshelwa ukuziphilisa. So what she's saying is that let the people sell whatever they want because mm-hmm. they're trying to make a living. Then I've got Mokwena Daniels, who says, that's the only way those people survive
mm-hmm.
because the government has failed to create jobs for them as it promised during political campaigns in 2013. And then maybe we can go to our two gentlemen, Mr. Namarare.
Yes,
and
for their last words.
Yes, for their last words.
Yeah. Okay, you can go ahead, Gibbs.
Okay, Mr. Namarare, your last word on this issue, you know. Where do you think the government is going with this kind of, you know, relocation exercise?
Well, the approach made out, speak on perspective, regarding Mutare, they said.
Mm-hmm.
But in the city of Mutare, we were a bit in front of the government with this exercise. We started to engage our vendors using our community department some months back. Mm-hmm. And when we were given the ultimatum by the government, we couldn't meet their demands because we had already planned something with our vendors. That is the reason why today the exercise did not involve any skinship of violence because we had literally engaged with our vendors. But as a general comment, when we were the government is going on the issue of the vendors, it is very difficult now. The situation is about that each and everyone is now a vendor, including myself. I am also a vendor.
Mm.
So for us to have a nation of vendors, it's going to be difficult for us to reduce our economy.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mayor Tatenda Namarare of Mutare, for joining us this evening and just giving us a quick update of what is happening in the Eastern Highlands. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Gibbs?
Yes, wewe baba mkwananzi iba ibizolo iwokugcina ngathini ke nxa ngaphosa nje amafutshane baba.
Isizwe lami ukuthi ukuthi uhulumende yakhulumisa nabantu bakhe.
Mhm.
Asifuna uhulumende ophongu budluza nje. Kakhulumisa nabantu bakhe akuthi inhlupho ezihlangana nabantu yiziphi.
Mm-hmm.
Alungisise ndawonye lo kansili lo zulu yamavimbi.
Mm-hmm. Hayi ke siyakuza kakhulu, sibongile ukuthi usijoyine namhlanje namhla ku-Studio 7, eh?
Siyabonga.
Siyabonga kakhulu, yeah. So he's saying the government should actually engage vendors, you know, so that maybe there could be some constructive engagement. And then that's the way to, you know, map something that is strategic, you know, for the future.
Yes, I think we also now have Mr. Tabang Nare, coordinator, Zimbabwe Chamber of Informal Economies Association. Mr. Nare, good evening.
Good evening, sir.
And thanks for joining us.
Yeah, pleasure.
Now, Mr. Nare, there are these reports from Mutare, Chitungwiza, Harare, Chinoi, Karoi, of these running battles between municipal police and the vendors. What is the best way forward? What can be done to make sure that there is a win-win situation for everyone?
I think as previous contributors have alluded, government, through the Ministry of Local Government and the Ministry of Small, Medium Enterprises, and the local authorities and the vendors associations need to come to a round table where we can actually agree on what is practical in the short term, in the medium term, and in the long term. The use of strong hand tactics will not help because vending and informal trading are ways by which residents in the different cities are trying to improve their lives and ensure that they sustain their livelihoods, given the difficult economic conditions that we face.
Thank you so much, Gibbs.
Poke, kungenziwa njani khonokho nxa usikhangela baba Nare? Kubanjwe njani? Ngoba lapha sikhuluma ngeqanda engani selibolile, yabo?
Siye saba lomhlangano wama-vendors, kwaba khona abavele small medium enterprises, namavendors last week eHarare kwaso kuthiwa ukuthi okufunakalayo is a workable relationship. Kumele iMinistry ye-local government ihloniphe ama-local authorities njalo ibanike amandla eneleyo ukuthi benze abangakwenza in their local authority. Obviously kule challenge ukuthi eHarare i-capital city iduza nohulumende and kwesinye isikhathi uhulumende ufisa ukuthi izinto zenziwe ngendlela ethile ngenxa yokuthi useduze leHarare. Kwamanye amadolobho kwesinye isikhathi la madolobho alethuba elingcono lokuzenzela. So indaba ye-centralization ukuthi yonke into yenziwe endaweni eyodwa ngenye i-problem. So i-constitution entsha iyanika ama-local authorities amandla okuthi enze i-local economic planning, local economic development, bezenzele even be-attract ama-investors ukuthi kube labantu abasuke emazweni besithi mina imali yami ngizayifaka eHarare, mina imali yami ngizayifaka koBulawayo then eMtare, you know. So kumele sinike izaphelo omeya namakhansili amandla okuthi belethe inguquko emadolobheni awo.
I think you're coming out to the point that maybe most people are missing. You know, he's saying that, you know, the Constitution gives, you know, local authorities the right to do whatever they want. Mm-hmm. In terms of bringing in investment, mm-hmm. they can do, you know, things that are, you know, relevant to their situations,
mm-hmm.
like maybe attracting investment from Germany, from Canada, whatever, you know, using their own mayors, mm-hmm. using their own structures, and that is part of the devolution process.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, if this is done, then local economies can actually grow.
Mm-hmm.
I think we are being joined by our second guest. That is Mr. Rejoice Ngwenya, an independent analyst. Mr. Ngwenya, good evening.
Hello there, gentlemen. How are you?
We are doing great, fine. And thanks for joining us. Mr. Ngwenya, this problem of vendors, I've also been following your posts on Facebook. You have been posting a lot and writing a lot about these issues. What is the way forward? What can be done to make sure that everyone is happy at the end of the day, the councils, the government, and the vendors?
Well, look, Gavin, it's not at this stage, it's no longer possible to make everybody happy,
mm-hmm.
because this was left too long. You know, the pervasive, you know, mentality of lawlessness in this country, in Harare, mm-hmm. the seed of lawlessness that was founded by ZANU-PF, mm-hmm. has spread like a cancer. So, it's, you know, when you are now talking about a sensible mechanism of integrated development, you, as the gentleman was saying, you now need to bring people together on the table,
mm-hmm.
but there's so much hostility. I mean, the people like Stan Zorwada, mm-hmm. these are very hostile and violent people. I mean, it's very difficult to negotiate with him even when buying a SIM card with him, a phone card.
Mm-hmm.
So, but ZANU-PF created the problem of unemployment.
Mm-hmm.
And I do not see how you can solve unemployment by being in the street, mm-hmm. and violating authority laws.
Mm-hmm.
So, but as I say that, there is still an opportunity for sensible integrated development. I think the city council of Harare, mm-hmm. is a local authority. They have laws that say you cannot buy and sell anyway. And I think it's unfortunate really that the vendors have chosen to go the route of, coercive intimidation. But I believe really that there's still an opportunity to sit down and make a plan for integrated development.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much, and please do stay on the line. Regret to remove Terry, Vama Kuni Magadi Kuchuesho. I was in Indian and could say go.
I was very
right. Dambuziko Ripoiri, Revan Vargu, Tengesam Guagom, Panga Gadris, we say Simone Ring.
Tengsanga, the executive man, you are a repeated Dambuzi. Because even during the Rhodesian times, when we were going to hide and seek in town, that is Dambu Ziko, Cairo, Rivipo, and even were going to some road. Dambu Ziko, Rivipo, and there is Utunga Miri, the president of the company, has overstayed and has become a liability. That's all Dambu Ziko. Yeah, I thought of this fact. akati nasa ndikati basa mangwana mavenda aya hamumboaoni saka harisi dambudziko remavenda utungamiriri waita overstay and vatove eliability even vezanu p f chaivo vari kuziziva kuti dambudziko asi mavendas dambudziko utungamiriri hwavo saka kana muchida kugadzirisa nyaya munotanga nepayakatangira hamutangi nekumuse zvamuri kuedza kuita izvi kana zvitedza kuitwa kudimbura tsoka kuti ikwane musaizi yebhuti pane kunotenga bhuti inokwana tsoka iyoyo
ok aiwa tinotenda zvikuru amakudi
ndatenda
Mr. Makudi uses a lot of, flowery language.
Yes.
You know, this interesting imagery. And, he's saying what the government is trying to do now is like, you know, if you buy a shoe, you wear size 6 and you buy a size 4 shoe, instead of going to buy a new one, you cut off your feet to become size 4.
That's a solution to a problem that you never solve.
Exactly.
Right?
Yes.
So, what is Zuzek? I'm Mangena. Lapa says Shawani. Iba Mangena. What's your name?
Hey,
I'm Pili. Akul. Who's your name? Who's Shawani?
Hi, I'm
Shawani. This is one of your clients. Yes. So, what are you doing? Who's your name? Who's your name? Who's
I have a kitchen. There was a one town. Because I and they are kind of we kitchen again. When I tell about $25.
Yeah, we ended up at two corners, starting on Koy. It was at Susan with two hamba. Who went down your
mouth?
Yeah, whatever available pope, Wampana, Manapatasa Malin. Yeah, you're running for Yako Sikilis, Mangan, Mangani for Yako Sikilis, and Pichan. Lavis can say Umekona Konapo, Buella Konapana to Korn. Much of a league. Yeah, Buella and Pichan, yeah. Unchele ngaso ngizwa kuhle phela. Yeah, tina besingani so yasicatshela. So lezi phone emlonyeni bese usitshela ke ukuthi pho ke kuhamba kanjani kona.
Yeah, nithinga pa ezizathu. Unaka kwabusi kodwa siyathisa ama sitara tikara bikona.
Ehhe. Hayi, ifi phone yakho yahlupa mnumzana. So ngiyakucela futhi ukuthi uchede kancane kancane sibili ngoba ngazani yakiliza sibili iyachona angikwazi ukwenziwa kwini ya kodwa hayi sikuzwile kwade ukukhuluma sibili pho uthi nxa kusiwa phambili kumele kwenziweni ngombono wakho
ngokuthi ukuya phambili kuzahlupha ngendaba yokuthi zale kwasiisenisenye indawo phechenje wenye endleleni okuya ekhundeleni lapho kungela khona abantu manje kuye kuhlupha abantu bake bakuthenga khona baqala ukuthengisa baphenduke abusetown ati sebegcele town futhi
balihambisa nini khona ngapho
kona sekuleni ngaphamasi kube inyanga ezinye ezintathu wasuba wahambise endleleni yegweru sukuzwa abantu manje abantu babuya babuthana kwakwathengiswa kodwa akula bantu kunabantu abalitshwane abaala futhi kubuthana futhi
ye kuthiwa kungaphi indawo yangkona komsopero kuthiwa kungaphi ya okay hayi sikuzwile mnumzana kuthi le foni bisigiliza kodwa ungadinelwa kusasa uzwile sibone kakhulu so labo babankosi lathi kula ngapha eBotswana ubambe siyaphenduka kathesi
Mr. Nare and Mr. Ngwenya please do stay on the line for our radio listeners unfortunately it ends here but the good news is we are streaming live and go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk you also find the full show on our Facebook page anytime after the show this is Blessing Zulu
and we're also on YouTube don't forget this is Gibbs Dube in Washington DC stay tuned